Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Bank records are showing a connection between Hunter Biden and President Biden's business dealings to a communist Chinese business partner during the summer of 2019 while Joe was running for president. Money wires originating in Beijing for more than $250,000 listed the Delaware home of Joe Biden as the beneficiary address for the funds. Information about the wires from Jonathan Leith, a CEO of BHR Partners, was received via financial records by House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer. Senator Tommy Tuberville, the Republican from Alabama, told Newsmax last night that he will keep up his Senate protest against military promotions as a means of fighting wokeness in the Pentagon for another year if necessary.
And we're going to fight back against this. We've got to hold on for another year. I don't know whether we can do it or not, but in terms of wokeness in the military, but I single-handedly am going to fight this by not letting admirals and generals be able to be promoted. They can stay in the same position they got, but it seems like they don't want to do that.
Tuberville said his actions blocking mass promotions is not hurting readiness. Tuberville claims, quote, "We need a stronger military, and I think doing what I'm doing is going to make us even stronger," end quote. After 148 days of negotiations, long picket lines, and stalled entertainment production, the Writers Guild of America yesterday voted to officially end the Hollywood writers' strike just after midnight last night. More than 11,500 writers are now eligible to return to work, which should get production on most live talk shows late night up and running in the coming days and weeks. New Jersey First Lady Tammy Murphy says she is seriously considering a run for the seat held by Democrat Senator Bob Menendez, who is facing bribery charges. USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
House Republicans voted to advance four appropriations bills to the chamber's floor last night, but Speaker Kevin McCarthy may have problems securing the votes needed to avert a government shutdown at the end of Saturday. A handful of Republican House members want more cuts to be made in the stopgap bill. Meanwhile, leaders in the United States Senate say a deal has been reached between Republicans and Democrats that would keep the government open for six additional weeks. It would also include approximately $6 billion in short-term funding for Ukraine as it fends off Russia's invasion. But should the deal pass the Senate, it would likely face the same problems in the House. President Biden became the first sitting president to join striking union members yesterday. Biden joined striking UAW auto workers in Detroit. The pro-union appearance showed solidarity with thousands of automakers who have been leading a strike of Detroit's three biggest automakers. A Manhattan judge yesterday said he found presidential candidate Donald Trump committed fraud by exaggerating the value of his wealth and canceled the former president's New York business licenses. Trump replied, quote, "The widespread radical attack against me, my family, and my supporters have now devolved to new un-American depths," end quote. The Sphere in Las Vegas is set to make its debut Friday when rock band U2 takes the stage for the first concert inside the iconic Las Vegas venue. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Stop. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you, and we've got Ambassador Francis Rooney joining us to talk about Congress, all things happening on the Beltway, and how it affects everyday Americans. Ambassador, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, a lot going on the Beltway. Before we even talk about a pending impeachment, of course, let's talk about the Russian-Ukraine war news, the latest. It seems that Americans, especially with all the problems we're having domestically, are growing weary of continuing to send money to Ukraine without a really objective understanding of what's the end game here.
Well, you know, I'm kind of still a believer that we need to continue to fight Russia. I know that's becoming a bit of a minority position right now, but I'm afraid if we let Putin get away with this, it will be the start of something worse. And what is it saying to China about our ability to protect our allies?
Yeah, there's lots of fronts here that we're dealing with, and I guess that's part of the challenge. You know, I saw this when I saw them amassing, their chain, their supply chain for war on the Ukrainian border. I'm thinking, what is going on here? Why are they waiting so long, you know, to preempt any kind of aggressive movement? And it's like they allowed this to happen. I guess for me, Ambassador, that's the bit that's frustrating because, you know, it's like that old saying, you know, you can pay me now or pay me later. But when you wait and you put it off, it gets much more complicated and more expensive. And I think this is another example of that saying.
Well, that's the other side of the coin. I just don't think that that we can let Russia win. Mm-hmm. Now, what we can do, and that nobody seems to want to talk about, is we can figure out a way to stop this thing diplomatically, and perhaps leave Russia with Crimea, and everybody just go home. And I know Zelensky would have a fit about that, but as far as I'm concerned, Zelensky would have a vote. It's all of our money. Europe's an ally.
Right. Right. Well, Nikki Haley
said to the UN that we can't let the Ukraine be dismembered. I thought he was out of his off the reservation on that one.
Right. Well, Nikki Haley brought some clarity and understanding for the American people to help us understand that Europe is much more vested than being reported. Why aren't we hearing more about, you know, the other NATO nations and what they're doing and how they're participating? And we only hear about, you know, America's participation.
Well, I think that's the media is just too fixated on stirring up controversy here between the people that are pro or con Ukraine, because they ought to be more balanced and fair of saying what all the different countries are doing. I mean, Poland, you know, has helped a lot. Now they're questioning whether they're going to continue to help.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ambassador, I think you and I agree on this, and that is that there needs to be something done with a sense of immediacy to resolve this issue. It, you know, the perception is that, you know, we're getting involved in another another long, conflict here that just keeps, running up zeros. And, this is upon a country that just surpassed $33 trillion in debt.
Yeah, take a look at the article. I think it's in the Wall Street Journal today about all the recent debt that's been piled on since COVID. It's $7.5 trillion.
Yes. Yeah, this is insane. And the thing is about it is when you look back at that $7 trillion plus that has been spent, in retrospect, you go, how much did we really have to, spend of that money? How much was it to, in my humble opinion, to pay off political debts, or under the name of an Inflation Reduction Act, didn't do such a thing? I mean, time and again, this is what frustrates the American taxpayer, because meanwhile, we're back home around the dinner table trying to figure out what we can do. What can we cancel from the budget so that we can make it to the next month?
Well, that's right. And you look at how much fraud and abuse there's been in it.
Exactly.
180 billion has been identified. That's probably the tip of the iceberg. So
right.
That's the problem. The problem is too much spending and too much spending on stupid stuff that doesn't add productive capacity to our country.
And why is it, and again, I don't, this is always the challenge about things that are political, is that, but somebody has to be accountable for this. Who is responsible for this? And, and I look at it, as an independent conservative, I look at it and see that time and again, these kind of irrational expenditures fall consistently with one party versus another. I know people are, saying occasionally the media will wake up and raise their hand and they'll say, well, the Republicans are just as bad as the Democrats. I don't think so. I think they're bad, but I don't think they're as bad as. But still, somebody needs to be accountable for this kind of waste.
I was pretty disappointed when I was in the Congress about how the Republicans spent money. I calculated, I told Paul Ryan this, the first term when we had all three branches of government, we passed spending bills that were the same as amount as per day Obama's administration spent. It's just
amazing.
Outrageous.
Yeah.
Nobody can say no to anybody. We do it on different things. We did more of it on defense, a few things like that, than the Democrats. They do more of it on safety net. But, really, if you look back at it, in simplifying a few numbers, but basically, Bush spent twice as much as Clinton. Obama spent twice as much as Bush. Trump spent as much as Obama in half the time. And Biden's already spent more than Obama in half the time.
Well,
Bill Clinton was the last rational president we had on spending.
Well, what Bill Clinton did was, we cut back on the military. He really blighted the military, and of course, then we end up going to war, and we send our kids overseas, and the kids are sending notes back to parents saying, "Hey, would you mind going to Home Depot and get me some sheet metal because we've got to reinforce the Humvees here because of the IEDs that are exploding underneath the vehicles?" And the parents are going, "What are you talking about?" Well, we were ill prepared. So it seems like there's a certain paradigm. It's like, okay, the safety net is the passion of Democrats, and they really, fill the cupboards in that area. But when it comes to national defense and national security, they seem to ignore it. And then it's the Republicans' responsibility to make it up whenever they're in office. I mean, it just seems like a circle of madness.
Yeah, but hold on. Not to defend Bill Clinton overly, but the only war he was fighting was Bosnia.
Yes.
And we were very reluctant, and it was a UN force, and we didn't have a, what happened under Bush was ridiculous. That's where he spent all his money.
Mm-hmm. Well,
we lost two wars that we never had a chance to win it.
Right. Yeah, but we had to respond, though, right?
I think we needed to respond the way we did.
Okay.
I thought Obama was smarter about Afghanistan than the Bush administration was. All he did was go in there and bomb him. And he dared Pakistan to shoot him down. And Pakistan didn't do anything. And so instead of paying billions of blood money to Musharraf and the Pashtuns, they just went up there and blew sorties off of aircraft carriers and took out the guys in the caves.
Right.
And as far as Iraq, Iraq was stable. Yes, it was repressive, but so was all of Latin America.
Right.
Most of Eastern Europe. And there wasn't any war going on. And now, and it was safe for Christians. Now none of that is there, and all the oil in Iraq's in the eastern half of the country, and we didn't get it. Iran got it.
Yeah. Right. No, good point, Ambassador. We got to go to a quick break. We'll be back. More from Ambassador Francis Rooney after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Christians in Pakistan are facing extreme religious persecution. A recent report revealed that aggressive crowds have been burning the homes of Christians and destroying church buildings. Unfortunately, this type of persecution is commonplace in many countries around the world. As this wave of violence continues throughout Pakistan and surrounding regions, many Christians are finding comfort in the global community of like-minded believers. The Tide radio broadcast and other media outreaches connect listeners to the tangible body of Christ, providing prayer, encouragement, and support from around the world. To learn how you can pray for and encourage persecuted believers in Pakistan and other regions of the world where lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez. The brightest sunrise, waiting on the other side of the darkest night. Don't ever lose hope. No.
We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We're talking about cultural Marxism and these intellectual elites, and we put those in air quotes, because really the bottom line, James, how smart are they? when they're destroying the best thing that's ever happened to the world in the modern era, this constitutional republic that has done so much good, not only for America, but dare I say the world, and they somehow, in their own peeny brains and arrogance, think that they know better. And this comes from people who have never created anything like this. They've never been in, you know, political office. They've never had to, you know, actually realize the fulfillment of any of their theories. They just throw theories out there, and they, you know, they wax. You can some say poetic. I say not so, but they wax on.
Well, yeah, and yeah, you know, you're absolutely right. Remember, William F. Buckley famously said he would rather just pick people randomly out of the phone book and have them run the country than the faculty at Harvard University. And Amen. That was way back, you know, that's decades
ago. Yeah, exactly.
Now we have a woke Harvard University with this same thing we were discussing, the cultural Marxism basically infecting it, what Elon Musk calls the woke mind virus. And so people who graduate from our elite schools like Harvard and Yale and Princeton, young people, they're anything but smart. They're idiots that have been programmed. And there is something, you know, we kind of worship at the altar of this Ivy League intellectual certification, if you will. And those are the people that have brought the country to this terrible condition it's in. Those are the people who mainly populate the Biden administration and are warmongers and the fact is,
but you see, but they're controlling everything, James. They're controlling the media. They're controlling education. They're controlling, you know, the legal system. Look what's happening in the law in your field of play with all the stuff that's on display with, you know, with what happened with Ken Paxton in Texas and what's happening with John Eastman there in California. And not to mention, a former president of the United States is getting indicted at every turn.
Well, you know, it just shows, though, the amazing miracle of shows like yours and we'll call it the independent media, that Ken Paxton was acquitted, that, in fact, the previous president, his poll numbers rise every time the judicial system is weaponized against him. The poll numbers rise, and as he says, the people get it. Why is it that the people get it? Because they're getting something from the independent media, and they're tuning out the legacy media, the lying, complicit media, the propaganda media.
Well, but they're exercising common sense, James. That's the other thing. See, the elites negate that the cumulative intelligence of everyday people. Okay, these that they want to call the basket of deplorables, or as what's his name, you know, the leader of the House minority, you know, he refers to the MAGA, you know, these MAGA maniacs, you know, and using them in deplorable terms and that sort of thing. I mean, you know, Hakeem Jeffries. I mean, that disgusts me. You know, as somebody who is supposedly a fellow citizen and patriot, that you would refer to 50% of the country in that kind of, you know, disparaging manner. All you're doing is dividing us all the more, and you're setting us up for some sort of civil reaction, James, that is not going to be fun.
Well, you know, the thing is, you mentioned the common sense, and you mentioned the collective intellectualism of the people, and especially working people. And it's an old word. It's called wisdom.
Yes.
And wisdom comes through the streets. We used to call it the school of hard knocks, the school of experience. A lot of, you know, a giant proportion of the people that are there disparaging, you hear people, the elite disparage, are people that have served in the military, are first responders, are people that have raised children and grandchildren. We're talking about people that have an innate understanding of the real nature of the world, the real nature of truth, And they also typically are involved as faith-filled people that are in an organized religion, understanding that unlike cultural Marxism, which teaches that there's no absolute truth, there's no absolute morals, the average worker and people that raise families know that that's absolutely a lie, that there, in fact, are absolute morals, and there is a moral giver, a lawgiver, there's a holy law. And then, and they know it because it's in their hearts, and the elites really are in denial. Or
well, they've seared their conscience, James, as the Bible talks about it. And the thing is that you know these elites are backed up by, like you say, other elites, mainstream media, social media, and sadly, what we're realizing more and more every day is you know government institutions like the FBI and CIA are all part and parcel, and basically what they're executing on America is what they've done to nations around the world, and we're getting some of our own medicine and realizing what they've done to you know change regimes, change out presidents, create all kinds of civil war. I mean, these guys know the game, and they've got it well oiled, and they're executing it upon we the people. And we the people need to stand up and see it for what it is, and exercise, like you said, James, the common sense and wisdom, the collective common sense and wisdom of patriots across the country that realize that this is about the United States of America. Okay, it is united that will stand, and that's what we need to come together on. Are those key core, you know, I call them those first principles that bring us together without doubt. That's what we need.
Oh, absolutely. We see the courage and the patriotism demonstrated at school boards across the country, with parents getting involved and with families getting involved. We also see it even in the organizations of our law enforcement, especially federal law enforcement, that we have so many of these people that they're called whistleblowers, but they're amazing because of they're willing to jeopardize their careers, their well-being,
everything. Yeah,
everything to come out
as if Bidenomics is not bad enough. I'm going to go ahead and put my whole career on the line because I can't be associated with liars. That you know that in and of itself, James, man, that says so much about this country, doesn't it?
No, I mean that's a miracle. It's when people do that, it's a miracle. And you know we have, they're pulling out all the stops now. I think when I talk about the elites, because they're in a panic, it appears, about the upcoming elections. And so they're, you know, and what they're doing, somebody, I don't know where this maxim originates, but there's a maxim that says the devil always overplays his hand. You know, it's like a poker metaphor. But it sure seems to me like that's what's happening with the elites now, because they've pulled off their masks, appropriate metaphor there, because they're trying to get us to put them on again. But they pulled off their masks, and the one thing we've had in this era is a lot of revelation. A lot of people said, "Wow!" Yeah. I mean, I expected this.
He's the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst. Yes, the one and only James Herson. Thank you, James. Take care, buddy.
All right, thanks for having me. God bless you.
As kids head back to the classroom, CBS News is warning about illegal disposable e-cigarettes manufactured to look like school supplies. Here's former school resource officer Stefan Buys.
China has been flooding the U.S. with illegal disposable vapes marketed towards kids. Now they're trying to sneak these dangerous products past parents and teachers by disguising them as everyday school supplies like highlighters. The FDA must work to get every one of these illegal products off store shelves.
Sponsored by Communities United for Smart Policy.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. Bank records are showing a connection between Hunter Biden and President Biden's business dealings to a communist Chinese business partner during the summer of 2019 while Joe was running for president. Money wires originating in Beijing for more than $250,000 listed the Delaware home of Joe Biden as the beneficiary address for the funds. Information about the wires from Jonathan Leave, a CEO of BHR Partners, was received via financial records by House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer. Senator Tommy Tuberville, the Republican from Alabama, told Newsmax last night that he will keep up his Senate protest against military promotions as a means of fighting wokeness in the Pentagon for another year if necessary.
And we're going to fight back against this. We've got to hold on for another year.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Back with the America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It is DeRoy Murdoch time, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Welcome, DeRoy. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I'm just perplexed here. Taylor Swift, as popular as she is, and how empathetic she seems to be, you know, towards her fans, how does she support a left agenda? You know, when she sees her, you know, her followers, her fan base, being so affected, you know, by the policies that the left has crushed upon them, how does she go out there and support a voting drive to bring more of this pain upon her followers? That seems incongruous to me. I don't know what I'm missing.
Well, that's funny. You know, a lot of our entertainers, people you see on the silver screen, on television, or here on your stereo, whatever. People, you know, we love them, their artistry and whatever, and then about nine and a half times out of ten, turns out these people are liberal Democrats, or at least that's what they say, and that's always disappointing. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a big fan of movies and TV and music, and I go to concerts, and, you know, I basically have to say, all right, look, you know, I love the work you do. How you vote, I'm just going to cut off completely.
Exactly.
Because if I get wrapped up in that, you know, I'm going to sit home in silence. I mean, it's just almost impossible to enjoy any kind of entertainment and then look at how our various artists behave politically, and with only a few exceptions, you know, they're pretty much left-wing crazies. So that's part of it. Now, some of them actually believe that nonsense, and I think some of them are probably terrified to say anything, you know, right of Susan Collins, because if you do, then obviously you're fascist and a Nazi and all that, and you'll be attacked by other people in Hollywood and canceled and screamed at, flamed on social media and all that. So it's probably just a lot easier to say, oh, I'm pro Hillary, I'm pro Biden, you know, whatever else it might be. Some of them really do that stuff, and some of them I think just want to go along, get along to go along.
Yeah, watch me do the cucaracha on a MAGA hat, and you'll love me all the more, right?
Exactly.
Why even go there? I mean, I got to tell you, I started to come back to watch, you know, NFL over the weekend, and it was it was nice just to be able to watch a game and not to have people that don't know what they're talking about, you know, espouse their political viewpoint. And, you know, it was a moment of respite. And I've missed that. And I know a lot of other fans have. Some have still, you know, chosen to stay away and have decided, well, I'm going to stay with college football. I don't blame them. I think college football is outstanding. Of course, primetime Deion Sanders is really adding a flair to this season as well, right?
Well, that's the whole reason we have entertainment, is to get away from all this stuff and just be able to lose yourself in either a fascinating story or a wonderful comedy or some terrific music or whatever. And when you're trying to do that and people are yelling at you about, you know, vote this way and, you know, Trump sucks or whatever it is, you know, it's very annoying. And a lot of people, especially when over the last few years, especially in, I think in a place like movies and TV, it's been politicized to a bit, but sports for the large part have not been up until the last few years. And certainly with the Colin Kaepernick, you know, taking a knee and that whole situation, and then when George Floyd riots happened, you had every team coming out in favor of Black Lives Matter. You had some basketball teams that actually put Black Lives Matter written down on the actual basketball court. I mean, you couldn't avoid that.
Yeah, it was on their helmets everywhere. Oh, you know, we were reminded of BLM, right? It was so insane.
That's correct. And that just became divisive and obnoxious. And I think the backlash from a lot of fans is, okay, fine, you want to do that, I'm just cutting you off. And their TV ratings imploded, their ticket sales collapsed. And I think a lot of the owners said, all right, you know what we should do is maybe let's not try to upset 50% of the American public, you know.
Yeah, well, you see, in all this...
This is half the country, at least.
Yeah, and all this gave rise to the Bud Light campaign. I mean, it was like, okay, well, let's everybody be stupid at once. Let's just go down that yellow brick road. And, you know, because here it is. It's like, wait a minute. You've got an all-American sport, whether we're talking about baseball, particularly football, that, you know, people love, and, you know, they love the Americana, the patriotism of it all. And then next thing you know, like overnight, we're supporting a Marxist, you know, theory. And you go, wait, what happened to our constitutional republic? That's out the door. Now we're all a bunch of Marxists, right?
Yeah, and you look at Dylan Mulvaney, who I think has probably cost Anheuser-Busch at this point, I don't know, $15, $16, $17 billion, with a B,
yes,
market cap. You know, Bud Light was the number one beer in America. The number one beer in America is now a Mexican beer called Modelo. Who saw that coming? It was not just, you know, Anheuser-Busch saying, you know, we support, you know, Bob and Steve want to get married, we're cool with that. It's just having this in-your-face, extremely, almost cartoonishly effeminate man who says he's a woman doing this sort of like 1960s Audrey Hepburn impersonation, and then saying something like, oh, I'm celebrating my, you know, 12 months as a girl, and so, you know, I now run out and spend money I don't have on things I don't need, and I don't know anything about sports.
Right.
So, okay, let's sell a bunch of women as a bunch of, you know, airheaded spendthrifts on top of that. And people just said, all right, enough. They walked away, and Anheuser-Busch and Budweiser's been, and Bud Light in particular, have just been collapsing and still going down as far as I can tell.
Yeah, I don't mean to be irreverent here, but I mean, look at, if you want to be a woman, then get the full surgery. You know, do the full Monty. Don't come in and, you know, and just do pieces and parts, whatever works for you. I mean, how uncourageous is that?
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, my view is, look, if some guy wants to go in and, you know, have his penis removed, I think that's kind of crazy. I don't support that. If you're an adult and that's what you want to do, fine. If you're a child, then we need to have everybody in the surgical theater arrested. But if you're over 18 and you want to do that, you know, again, not what I would do, but I can respect to a degree your commitment to that cause. But if all you do is say, I'm going to keep all the equipment, but I'm just going to dress up a girl and then say, well, a woman, you're just a transvestite at best.
That's right, exactly.
In costume otherwise. And then we're supposed to stand back and say, oh, you're really a woman, and you get your special bathroom, and by the way, even though you say you're a woman, you can jump in a pool and swim against a bunch of actual women, even though you still have your male genitalia attached. I mean, which is it? You know what you do or get off the pot. You know, pick a side, pal. Instead, they're trying to, you know, ride in the, you know, the northbound lane and the southbound lane simultaneously. And it's a little hard to take people seriously to do that.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, it hits me, and I'm glad you brought that up. And, you know, again, with due respect, I don't mean to be irreverent here, but hey, look, let's go. I mean, we are going through all this pretzel logic based on people who want to continue to live in a theory. No, if you're committed to it, you know, show your commit. Go ahead, you know, live it out. Be proud. It's okay. We got about 2.5 minutes left of this segment, and I wanted to bring to your attention real quick. I know that we're less than a couple of weeks away from Alex Marlow's book. It's already hit some reverberations there in the White House. Breaking Biden. I mean, whoa. This is a cage match, you know, that's coming out here, you know, exposing the hidden forces and secret money machine behind Joe Biden, his family, and his administration. This is from the New York Times bestselling author Alex Marlow. And I guess he was there in the White House. He hung around with Joe. He was there in the arena, I guess.
Yeah, I think this book is supposed to come out in another, what, 3-4 weeks or something like that, maybe.
Yeah, I think a couple of weeks. Yeah, it's coming soon.
And yeah, we're down. I think when we get these inside glimpses of the Biden White House, you know, what I think is so startling to people, why I think his popularity has imploded so badly, is we were all told, oh, he's a nice guy. He's just like this warm, cuddly grandpa, and he's terrific and all this. And instead we get the sense that he's really kind of a mean, backstabbing kind of an individual who screams at his staff and yells profanities at them and is apparently very, very difficult to work with and really quite, you know, quite the cold-hearted kind of character. And that you've got all these other people behind him who are, you know, if we're on a lucky day, super liberal Democrats, but more likely than that, as you say, a lot of these people are full-blown cultural Marxists. We have the hard left group around Joe Biden. By the way, Joe Biden's been leftist his whole career. He has a lifetime American Conservative Union rating of 13, 0 being most liberal, 100 being most conservative. So he's never been a moderate. So you have a far-left president surrounded by further left staff. And what do you see? America falling to pieces.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as has been suggested, forget about his age or his gaffes. You know, you need to focus on the other, you know, 800,000-pound gorilla in the room that keeps raising its head, and that is Joe's corruption and his failures of policy and how he's hurting everyday citizens, DeRoy. I mean, this is painful.
I heard the other day about somebody walked out of the grocery store and saw a number of shopping carts that were just abandoned right by the front of the abandoned carts or shopping carts were abandoned, and asked the cashier what happened, and the cashier said, well, you know, the folks just came to the front and realized that it was too expensive, they had the money, they couldn't pay for it, walked out the door without groceries. I mean, this is the kind of stuff real people are dealing with.
Exactly. Got to go to break. More from DeRoy Murdoch after this. Stay with us.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only-CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
It's only early fall, but the U.S. Postal Service is ready for the upcoming holiday mailing and shipping season. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy says the Postal Service has been preparing all year to make sure holiday packages and greetings are delivered on time. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy.
A couple of years ago, we set out to make our performance during the peak season superior and routine. Building on the success of the last 2 years, we are leveraging improvements in our network processing, transportation, and delivery operations made possible by our Delivery for America plan. That is why this year, we will not only provide great service, especially with our new Ground Advantage product, but we will also not require a peak season surcharge. We are committed to delivering a holiday season that is both reliable and affordable.
Postal Service investments include hiring 10,000 seasonal employees and utilizing 348 new package sorting machines to increase daily processing capacity. To learn more, visit USPS.com. This message is sponsored by the U.S. Postal Service.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
We're back with you. Welcome back. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. DeRoy Murdoch, the Fox News contributor, Manhattan-based and contributing editor of National Review Online, continues with us. Yes, DeRoy, the pain that everyday citizens, over 60% living, paycheck to paycheck, and I would dare say there's probably more month than paycheck that a lot of these people are experiencing. And I've been saying on our radio show, it's not your fault. You didn't do this. You didn't go out and spend a bunch of money. You didn't incur $33 trillion in debt this year alone, this fiscal year. What is our deficit? Another $2 trillion that Joe Biden is adding on? Without a flinch, DeRoy, without a flinch. And meanwhile, our brothers, our sisters, our neighbors, they're suffering. They're hurting. And Joe Biden has the audacity to say that his economic plan, Bidenomics, is working. And these people have just about had it. I just think that, sooner or later, it's going to be inevitable. A revolt on the streets of America will take place because it's going to be like a scene from broadcast news. You know, I can't stand it. I don't want to handle this anymore. This is absurd.
Well, I hope we're heading that way because so many people, I live in New York City, and there's so many people who just have this reflexive thought, well, you know, mommy and daddy were Democrats, grandma and grandpa were Democrats, so we're going to vote Democrat. And guess what? You do it, and you get skyrocketing prices. You get beaten up at the gas station when you fill up your cart and your tank. And your kids aren't learning. If they're learning anything, they're learning that they're racist and white people are all evil and black people are all oppressed. If you're a boy, then well, you're really probably a girl. And if you're a girl, well, you're probably a boy. And America's a rotten, evil country. The government just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Its quality of performance keeps getting worse and worse and worse. The border that used to be there is gone. You've got illegal aliens. Used to be just kind of in the border cities like El Paso and down in Arizona. Now they're all over the place. They're exactly. All over New York City. We have 110,000 mm-hmm. illegal aliens up here. $12 billion it's going to take to care for them over the next 3 years, according to our mayor. We're having a 5% decrease in our budget here in New York City every year for the next 3 years, with reductions in police, sanitation, fire, everything else that New York City government does in order to take care of people who broke into our country. So, you know, this is what happens when people vote Democrat. Mm-hmm. Those of us who didn't are really upset, and those people who did, I think, are being bitten by reality, which is you vote for Democrat and the Democrat Party, and rotten things are going to happen almost axiomatically. So I hope people learn from this, take this entire atmosphere we have now, and to use this as a teaching experience to learn what happens, which is when you have a vote for Democrats, 9 times out of 10 or more, things are going to go downhill pretty rapidly.
Yeah, exactly. When has any, I mean, in the recent era of the three last Democratic presidents, who's done more for blacks than a white Republican billionaire?
Yeah, you know, we always hear, Donald J. Trump is such a racist, and he's the worst thing to happen to black folks since 1865, and on and on and on. And yet, you look at the reality. You had the lowest black unemployment rate in history under Donald J. Trump. You had the First Step Act, which was a criminal justice reform, something a lot of people on the left wanted, and gave nonviolent offenders a chance to get out of jail and go back to their communities. Now, 12% of them did go back to recidivism, but that's a lot lower than 45% among the general prison population. You have opportunity zones in my primarily minority and low-income areas, which have had something like $48 billion in private capital attracted to them and lured into them because of incentives, which are part of the GOP tax cut program. You've got a tremendous commitment to school choice. The historically black colleges and universities got tremendous support from President Trump. One small thing that for which they begged for 8 years, they begged Obama, Biden, would you please let Pell Grants be available for summer school? For some reason, students at these historically black colleges and universities like to go to summer school. Well, guess what? Pell Grants did not work for summer school. And they begged Obama and Biden to make this possible. Nothing. Nothing happened. They asked Trump. He said, okay, done. Boom. All of a sudden, kids at HBCUs could go to a summer school and have Pell Grants to cover this expense. So those are some of the things that President Trump did that benefited the black community in addition to overall economic growth, overall peace through strength, overall destruction of ISIS. That's good for every American, whether you're black, white, Hispanic, or whatever else. And this is why we've seen the number of black supporters of President Trump go from 8% in 2016 up to 12% in 2020, and recent surveys say that 21% of blacks are looking at voting for Trump. If that happens, the Democrats are done. They can't have that big a chunk of their base disappear without having the entire House collapse.
Yeah, so they can't get enough.
Big Trump. Yeah.
They can't get enough paper ballots in the hands of illegal immigrants in order to carry them over the finish line. I don't know how they can do that. But, you know, that's not going to stop them. I mean, they're not going to give up power. The other thing, too, that is all part of the, part of the joy that we had during the 4 years of Donald Trump was energy independence. That this president continues, the current president continues to handcuff us. And, even with the reserve, DeRoy, I think it was estimated something like $25 billion to refill the reserve that Joe Biden opened up, you know, not for an emergency. I mean, our strategic oil reserve is there in the case of a national emergency. Well, a midterm election does not, in my humble opinion, I don't see it as defining a national emergency. Do you?
No, I don't. The reason that we have a strategic petroleum reserve, so that if there is a, you know, God forbid, a war or a Katrina-like situation, we have a huge hurricane knockout refineries on the Gulf Coast, something like that, you can tap in the strategic petroleum reserve as a, you know, a case of emergency break glass type situation. He tapped into it just to bring in more oil and be able to lower gas prices because he was taking a political hit on it. If you look at September 15, 2019 versus September 15 of this year, so 4 years ago, the amount of oil in the strategic petroleum reserve is down 46%. Huge, almost half of it's gone. And it's going to cost a lot of money to replenish it. And again, this is being done just to manipulate prices, to push them down so that, the midterm elections last time would not be a total, complete washout for Democrats. And this is the kind of political manipulation a guy like Joe Biden does. And at the same time that we see oil prices now going back up to $90-$95 per barrel. Just this week, he was running around and saying, okay, you can't drill in New Mexico. Last week, you can't drill here in Alaska. And you'd think Joe Biden would say, look, you know, things are tough. Let me be easy on the American people. Let's bring inflation down. That's good for Democrats. That's good for his reelection prospects. So let's increase the petroleum production. But he's so married to this climatism religion, he's just, you know, watching oil prices go up and at the same time say, oh, no more, you know, don't drill here, don't drill there. Mm-hmm. It's really kind of politically suicidal. So, I mean, it's almost like, a certain almost religious fanaticism.
Well, it really is, because you think, you know, people of faith, they understand that God created the heavens and the earth. Everything is established by God, including, you know, a change in climate, by the way, okay? And, of course, there's always been an attack against God, and this is what Marxists do. I mean, they are replacing, just as you said exactly, DeRoy, is that they're replacing God Almighty with the God of climate. And this is why they come after people of faith. They cannot handle it. It's anathema to them. Because with people of faith, they do not get to have their way and to overrun the people, although they've been pretty successful up to this point. I'm just thinking, you know, sooner or later, we've got to hit that breaking point, as we talked about in the first segment, where the people are finally going to, you know, say, look, I've had it with it. This thing is nonsensical. You refuse to do the things policy-wise that would allow America to flourish, to be happy again, and to make money and not be reliant on a government that cannot sustain, you know, the promises that they continue to make. Because that's the one thing that has been consistent with Joe Biden. Any of the promises, they're short-lived, they're unsustainable.
Yeah, I think in terms of it being a religion, I think that climatism as a religion is one that believes in miracles. You know, they passed these pieces of legislation like the Inflation Reduction Act, which is really the, you know, global warming subsidy expansion act, essentially. Right. And it spends all this money. And then you look at what it actually does in terms of reducing temperature, which is what you want. If you really believe we're all going to boil over and die, you want to bring the temperature down, you know, 1 or 2, 3 degrees, so that you avoid global warming. Well, a guy named Bjørn Lomborg, who is a scientist based in Denmark, he knows about all this stuff. He ran the Inflation Reduction Act through the various models that the United Nations uses, and he determined that the decrease in temperature between now and 2100, beginning of the next century, is 0.009 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, that is equivalent to taking your thermometer and lowering it from 72 degrees down to 71.99991 degrees Fahrenheit. In other words, you're not doing a damn thing about the temperature.
Exactly.
At the same time, spending, you know, originally it was going to be about $350 or $380 billion in subsidies. Now I think it's clocking at $700, $800 billion or something like that.
Well, we've spent well over $5 trillion since this fiasco's begun, DeRoy.
Mm-hmm. That's right, yep. And it's like a magic wand. Oh, we'll spend the money and all this beautiful stuff will happen, and, you know, we'll get this earth-free energy, and the warming will go away, et cetera. And, you know, you look at this stuff, and there's negligible impact on temperature. In terms of reduction of CO2, the electric vehicle mandate, something else that that Biden did, it will lower, I believe, the number of the amount of CO2 over the next, I think, 30 years by about, if I remember the number correctly, around 10 billion or so. 10 billion pounds of CO2, that is. China over that period is going to, if the economy stays flat, is going to produce about 300 billion tons of CO2. So whatever benefit we get is eclipsed 30x by the amount of CO2 being pumped out of China, assuming no increase in their output, assuming it just stays perfectly flat for 30 years.
Right. Well, on that happy note, we will call it a day. Until next week, DeRoy Murdoch, yes, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
More bad news next week, Bill. Thanks very much.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today Order by 3 p.m. and your item shipped the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.